This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Allah,
Allahu Allah. Saeed Raghi was born in Somalia, raised in Saudi Arabia, and in the late 80s found his way to North America. He holds a bachelor's in Islamic studies as well as a master's in Sharia from the Institute of Islamic and Arabic Sciences in Fairfax, Virginia. He has had several posts over the years, including, but not limited to, founder of Masjid Huda in Montreal, founder of Masjid Aya in Maryland, founder and advisor of Muslim Youth Magazine, founder and member of the Aqsa Association. Furthermore, he was a chaplain at both the University of Calgary and the Southern Alberta Institute of Technology, and is the chairman for the Journey of Faith Conference, Canada.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما عباد الله اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار عباد الله why Islam and perhaps I may ask ourselves why not Islam Why not Islam? Why would I choose any other religion other than Islam? The person who is talking to you is a person who left Muslim country with a certain perception in life and in other religions. And then part of my life, I was in a stage where I had to question Islam. And I asked myself, why Islam? I went to a Catholic school. And they taught us everything about that religion that we needed to know because we had to pray. Everybody had to pray every morning. And it made me question Islam. And I said, why Islam? And I had to come back because I remember when the priest asked me and he said, who told you Islam is the right religion? Who told you? And I reflected on that as a young boy who's sitting in a school where he is the only Muslim kid. And everyone else in the morning, they have to pray. And everybody else, they have to stand up during the prayers. And every other day, so we have to go to the auditorium and we have to have the mass and pray. And then the priest said, who told you Islam is the right religion? And I reflected on. And I said, my parents said that. The teachers at school said that. My teachers, they said Islam is the best religion, but I doubt it. Because he told me my faith is the best faith. And it was only the mercy of Allah that I have to rethink. And I say, okay, let me compare religions. Let me see what Islam is offering me. Remember, a young kid who has all the freedom. I didn't have to pray in the other religions. I didn't have to pray 5 times a day. There was no Jum'ah in the other religions. I didn't have to read the Bible or any other scripture because they told me there's someone who died for your sake and someone else is going to take the sins. It was a beautiful idea. It was presented to me that I can do whatever I want to do as long as I believe, but at the end of the day, I will receive salvation. It was tempting, I must say. I could party. I could have a girlfriend. I could smoke weed like my classmates. I could take a beautiful girl to the prom. You know, I can do, relation intimacy before marriage where my deen was saying haram, haram, haram. You can't smoke weed. You can't drink alcohol. You can't have a girlfriend. You can't even touch her, let alone being with her in bed. You know, and guess what? Whatever you do, it is on your back. And no one else is going to take your sin. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. Where I have the option to be someone else or who can enjoy himself. And someone else will pay for the sins. So I said, why Islam? Why Islam? So I travel from my little village, Welland, Ontario, to the big city, Toronto, Ontario. And I remember sitting in a masjid called Jami'i Masjid, Jami'i Mosque. And I sat in that masjid and I asked myself, why Islam? Why? And then I went to the library and I bought a book. I still remember I bought a book. Because when I was in the middle with the Al-Ibtida'iyya fi Saudiya, when I was in Saudi, they taught us Tawheed, Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, Tawheed al-Rububiyya, Tawheed al-Asma'i wa sifat, Tawheed, you know. We were just taking in, not analyzing. So when they asked me the question, why Islam? I had no answers. Then I say, Ya Allah, why Islam? Why? And then I opened the Quran, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I opened the Quran and say, Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi al-Islam. Subhanallah. Inna ad-deena 'inda Allahi, wa man yabtaghi ghayra al-Islam deena falan yuqbal. I read and I cried and I said, I need to study my religion. I need to study my deen. Why Islam? And then, instead of just taking in, I realized Islam is so beautiful. And I asked myself, and I went to the priest, and I say, why not Islam? Why not? And I say, look, Islam gave us everything that we need. Islam came to us, to the Arab, when no one else had right but Arabs. And then Islam said, Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Islam came when Abu Lahab, Allah said about him, Tabbat yada Abi Lahab wa tab. Ma aghna anhu mali wa ma kasab. سَيَصْلَى النَّارَ. But at the same time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Bilal al-Habashi, I hear your footsteps in Jannah. What do you do? Abu Lahab fi al-Nar wa Bilal fi al-Jannah. I said, why not Islam? Islam came when no one else had right but Arabs. And Islam gave right to everyone. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was asked, who are the best of all? قَالَ أَتْقَاكُمْ لِلَّهِ قالوا من أكرم الناس يا رسول الله قال أتقاهم لله قالوا معن هذا نسألك قال إذن يوسف and said no, not also that he said إذن خيارهم في الجاهلية خيارهم في الإسلام إذا Islam came when women had no right When Allah said, وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ When they used to bury daughters alive, and Allah said, on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, she would be questioned, why did they kill you? For what sin have you committed to deserve that? And Islam said, وَلَيْسَ الذَّكَرُ كَالْأُنْثَى And Islam said, النِّسَى شَقَائِقُ الرِّجَالِ They are compatible. There's no difference between male and female except at-taqwa. Why not Islam? When Islam taught me and told me, you from Somalia, Brother Saeed, you from Somalia, but your brother is also from Iraq. Your sister is so-and-so from Romania. Your other sister is so-and-so from China. That brother of yours from Japan, he's your brother's. I said, why not Islam? Why not Islam? When Islam made us ummah. I'm not talking about Muslims. Please do not misunderstand me. Because we not what Islam taught us to be. We're not. I'm talking about Islam. We talk about Islam. Islam said, you are my brother and I am your brother. That's what Islam taught us. So why not? I just gave a brother from Philippines, I hope he's here, I just gave him shahada. I gave him a shahada. And that brother, from the moment that he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, he is my brother. He just became my brother. When Ma'arakat Badr, when one of the Ansar was tying up one of the, mushrikeen, of Makkah who came to fight against the Muslims. And then Mus'ab bin Umair was passing by him. And then he stopped and he looked at the Ansari and he said to the Ansari, tie him well. Indeed, his mother is wealthy. And the Mushrik and that man, he turned to Mus'ab bin Umair. فَقَالَ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بِنُ أُمَّكِ He said, I am the son of your mother. I am your blood. I am your brother. Not this Ansari, not this man from Medina. I am your blood. And then he said, no, you're not my blood. You're not my brother. He is. Now that is Islam. إِنْ يَخْتَلِفْ مَاءُ الْوِصَالِ فَمَاءُنَا عَذْبٌ تَحَدَّرَ مِنْ غَمَامٍ وَاحِدٍ أَوْ يَخْتَلِفْ نَسَبٌ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَنَا دِينٌ أَقَمْنَاهُ مَقَامَ الْوَالِدِ دِينٌ أَقَمْنَهُ مَقَامَ الْوَالِدِ you may be from a different tribes, from different background, from different colors. However, Allah said, I made you that. لِتَعَارَفُ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا لِتَعَارَفُ Not to disrespect one another. My deen teaches me that you're not better than I, and I am not better than you. My deen teaches me, as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنظُرُ إِلَى صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَى أَشْكَارِكُمْ. Allah does not care about your shapes, about your sizes. وَلَكِنْ يَنظُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. But Allah looks into your hearts and sees your actions. That's what matters. It is my religion that taught us that we are brothers in this deen. Why not Islam? It is Islam who taught us how to respect others. How to respect others. There are some countries right now, some countries who would not respect any other religion except theirs. Who will not respect any other race but theirs. There are certain nations on the face of earth that a Muslim cannot fast. A Muslima cannot wear hijab. On the plane, I was reading that a sister, a Muslima, was imprisoned for 18 months because she took an old lady to the washroom in that particular country. And then the old lady, she could not haul her urine. And she peed on herself. And this sister, who is not wearing hijab, who is not praying because she's not allowed to pray, who is not doing any of the rituals of Islam, she washed the feet and the toes of that old lady from urine. And they said, you were washing her feet so she can pray. So she was in prison. But Islam taught me, let the people worship what they want. La ikraha fi din. Tasamuh, tolerance. Islam taught me, let the people worship. You cannot enforce your faith over anybody, but you can present. Why not Islam? Give me any other religion who will give me that freedom. Islam said, La ikraha fi din. You can't force anybody. Why not Islam? When Islam taught me that I should respect animals. I should respect animals. Do you know before we in the West came up with حقوق الحيوانات, the rights of animals? Do you know Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah? Do you know he had a whole department designated for blind cats? Do you know that? Umar bin Abdul Aziz, he said, their whole department, your job is to cater for the blind cats. We had another department at the time of Umar bin Abdul Aziz designated for retired animals. You know what we do in the West? If an animal is old, we put it down. What does it mean? We kill the animal. But Umar bin Abdul Aziz, he said, no. This camel, it served you until it became old. This cow, it served you until it became old. You can't put it down. You gotta let it die with dignity. That is my Islam. Why not Islam, Eden? Why not Islam? Islam, it encompasses everything. So why not Islam? The question that I ask myself and the Muslims is, why are you not practicing Islam? Why are you and I not practicing Islam? Islam is not the rituals that we do five times a day, or the tawaf around the Kaaba alone, or just reading Surah Al-Kahf on the day of Jum'ah, or attending Salat al-Taraweeh for Ramadan. That is not the whole Islam. Islam, it goes from the root. It starts from basics. So my question is, why are we not practicing Islam? My question is to you, why are we not presenting Islam? My question to you, why are we not proud of Islam? I know you think you're proud, but not the people that I know. Ibadallah, if anybody asks you why Islam, you should tell, because Islam is a complete religion. And Islam is a religion that leads you to worship Allah alone, does not deviate from that, does not allow you to worship al-Rasul or any other prophet, does not allow you to confess to someone else, to tell someone else your sins. It does not allow you to pray to someone else, to transmit your dua so it can go to God. Does not allow you, you know, for because you're rich, to pray in the front, and you're poor and you donate less, pray in the back. That is not Islam. That's not Islam. You have the best blessing from Allah, and all of you, you should say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Because it is indeed from the blessings of Allah, for the ni'm of Allah, that He chose us as Muslims, that He chose you to be a Muslim, that He gave you this hidayah. And asal Allah, those who will strive His way, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهَدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. And Allah will lead us to the ultimate success, and that is paradise. I ask Allah to protect us and to protect our deen, to protect our offspring. وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ. وَسَلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.